Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight to think of you first. Think of you for opening their eyes to a new day. And may we help them learn that the last words off of their lips at night should always be, "In your name we pray." Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. That was a beautiful prayer. All righty. Okay. Well, we're going to, because this is a messianic service, we're going to play music that's messianic, okay, that has to do with Yahweh, Yeshua, and things like that. Here we go. I'm going to play the next song we're going to play as a way to cross over Here we go.
When Moses with Israel came to the Red Sea, Yahweh said, "Have courage and leave it to me. Well, I will not forsake you. I'm going to hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. All evil surrenders at the master's command. Well, just trust in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. In this life before us, many trials we face. You know, we're tested and tempted to give up this race. But then I hear Yahshua whisper, let me hold to your hand. For there's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. All evil surrendered at the master's command. Just trust in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land.
we don't. Some people don't like that song. Okay. Well, I thought it was a lovely song. Okay, an expression of love and affection for the Lord Jesus, Yeshua. Okay. Well, we're gonna play some other music then. Let's go with this right here. Let's see what tell me about this.
The word says for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight?
This is how I fight my battles.
It's when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey!
It may
this is how we fight our battles.
Through the shadows of my soul.
called bumper crop. Okay? And I'll take you from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 5 through 15. So let's start with an opening prayer. If everyone will bow their heads, say, Lord God, we thank you as we look back to the times throughout the ages when your servants lifted a voice to witness that you are our Father, that you lead the people to their true goal. However long it may take, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be part of this witness, Lord. We thank you that so much love and goodness will shine into our time as a light to the nations, Lord. So watch over us, Lord. May your spirit grow stronger and stronger within us, Lord. Bring the redemption proclaimed by your servants and let your light dawn over all the lands to honor of your name. And we pray this in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Jesus Christ. A preacher told his church this story about an airplane trip he had recently taken from Chicago to California. He said, I was on the plane when they ran into some very severe turbulence. The plane began to shake terribly, and the passengers were getting alarmed. Even the flight attendants were looking concerned. Finally, one of the passengers who sat behind him and knew he was a preacher leaned over the seat and said, this is really frightening. Do you suppose you could, do something religious? The preacher paused, smiled at his audience, and said, so I took up a collection. Money in church are kind of a religious thing. In fact, it's a biblical thing. Someone studied Jesus' parables and found out that 16 of Jesus' 38 parables, nearly half, were concerned with how we to handle money and possessions. In addition, we found that in the Gospels, an amazing 1 out of 10 verses deal directly with the subject of money. Further, he noticed the Bible offers 500 verses on prayer, less than 500 verses on faith, but more than 2,000 verses on money and possessions. So when God or Yahweh talks to us about how we use our money, it's just part of a deal. Someone once noted a faith that isn't reached your wallet probably isn't reached your heart. Last week I said in this way, we have handled our money as kind of a barometer of our faith. And sometimes the barometer isn't as much as a reflection of the people in the audience as it reflects the faith of the preacher. I heard of one church where the church was struggling financially. It was one of those churches where the preacher knew what everybody was giving, and he knew certain folks who were fairly well off who were not doing their part. So the preacher got up in the pulpit and began naming names. Then he paused and he passed the plate not once, but twice, but three times until the preacher was satisfied with what they've taken in. What's that tell us about that preacher? Well, he was a dominating kind of person, controlling, maybe a little creepy. Yet probably, but I think it says even more about his faith. The church needed money and the preacher didn't trust God to supply it. Okay, or Yahweh. He didn't think Yahweh would supply the needs, so he felt he had to do it for Yahweh. That preacher lacked faith in Yahweh. Now, at this congregation, I haven't a clue what any of you put in the plate. I don't know. I figure you put in the plate what you do because you love Jesus or Yeshua. It's between you and Yahweh. I think I'm having a technical problem. I think my computer screen just, something happened. I'm sorry, my computer screen went completely blank here. Okay, it's like my computer starting over. Because I have my notes, all my notes there, and, give me a minute. With this technical issue. So it's going to take a couple of minutes, folks. Okay. I don't know why it's doing this. Hey, Tony, can you hear me on the radio? Tony. Okay, I don't know what. I hope I'm still. Can you hear me on the thing? Okay, because my computer just went back to the beginning. Okay.
Well, they can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me? Okay, good.
They were trying to say they could hear me on the phone, and they can't hear me on the phone, you know?
Right, okay.
Since they're in the other room.
All righty. Yeah, I just want to make sure you can be able to still hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because, okay, just give me a second with the technical difficulties here. I don't know what happened to my computer, but it just went like it restarted all by itself. Okay, he didn't have no scheduled restart or none of that kind of stuff, so I don't know what's going on. So just give me a second here, and we'll be right back to where we were. It'll just take a couple minutes here. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, folks. But you know, just think about how God is treating you. Okay, how is God treating you today? Okay, how are things going for you? Okay, are things going well? I hope so. I hope and pray so. Okay. So, there'll be a few more moments here. Just sorry. I'm sorry for the inconvenience of this technical crash, okay, that I just had. But like I said, all my notes are on the computer, so I wrote it on the computer, so okay, I should have, you know, written it down hand by hand, but sometimes it's a lot easier to just to do it on the computer. Amen. Okay, hopefully we'll be back in there in a few minutes. Okay. This is really an inconvenience. Okay, my computer crashed the way it did. Well, you know what they say, there's always a first time for everything, folks. Okay? It's never done this during a service, so I guess, okay, it's God's way of saying, hey, okay, be amusing. So I'm going to work on that, okay, being amusing. Okay, let's see here. All right. I know I didn't shut down correctly. Okay. All right. I'm having problems.
Well, maybe you need to cancel for tonight.
I there's no way I can cancel. I can't even get in there to cancel.
All you have to do is tell a couple people right now, I've got to go, this isn't working, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Cancel it. Just go. Just do that. People are listening to our conversation right now.
I guess we're just going to have to cancel tonight. I'm having problems, with my computer. I'm trying my darndest to get back in there. But it took me out of everything. It took me out of
just say thank you and good night.
So
technical difficulties.
So I want to say thank you and God bless and we'll see you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time for church. Okay, sorry about that, guys.
Okay, I'll turn the phone off.
God bless you. Goodbye.
Could have been on their side, could have been on reboot on the computer side. I mean, could have been 100 different things.
Yeah, could have been. Well, everybody wants to watch it. Oh, let me have it. I can get back in there. Let me have it.
Dude, you're just desperate because you have... Oh, come on. You have a couple of phone calls. It fucked up the show. Your show fucked up. Even Tony Gaga, when his show fucks up, will cancel the show. Because then let me tell you why I'm having you cancel it.
Okay.
Because when you went blank, had everything not depended on you having to read off his computer, you could have continued that show. But you were so dependent on what you had to read that you couldn't.